Kuchlan Chesifar Fafir Batayr La Yisha the Pasha Pasha Megil Psukim Ne Ayyitzi. When a person reads the Torah, he cannot stop within three psukim of the end of the Pasha, the end of the Sabbath, before Samach Lepeh. Because if people leave the shul earlier, then Yoyru Ha'oila Achav La Yikri Elash Ne Psukim. They see there's only two psukim left to the end of that Pasha, so they can assume the next I can get an Aliyah of two psukim, which we don't want people to think you can give an Aliyah of two psukim. So the people think that the ones that are lived will only read Elish Ne Psukim Nishorim. Okay? Lo Yasil Bo Pos Negev Psukim. Also, you should not start reading from the Torah within three Psukim of the beginning of the Pasha, because of the mistake the other way around. They have Nechnosim. Also, the basic Nesses, people that are going to come into Shul, and they're not going to know that they really started reading from beforehand. And he's going to think the previous Aliyah was only two Psukim. Shiyonu Shul Akar Rishon Elish Ne Psukim. They're going to say, oh, the only one beforehand ran on two Psukim. Says the Rambam in Chilek Bay, Pasha Psuchala, Stula, there's no difference if there's a Pei or a Samach at the end of the Pasha, or Pasha, She'ena, Ela, Beis Psukim, Mutu, L'Shaya, Betchila, or L'Havsik Shah. If you reach the end of a Pasha, even though the Pasha itself is only two Psukim, that's not a problem. The important thing is that you shouldn't be within two Psukim of the end or the beginning of the Pasha. Yechavin, She'yasil, Tomid, Likor, B'Dovah, Toiv, Yisayim, B'Dovah, Toiv. And I'll continue saying that the Aliyah should always start and end with a good thing. You shouldn't start an Aliyah with Teichach or something like that. Shabru brings from a Sefer Chassidim that a person who is blind or is lame, you shouldn't call him the Aliyah of the Pasha of the Mumim. That describes somebody who is blind or lame.